Welcome to this special audio highlights program on multiple myeloma. This education symposium was held as a satellite to the 2012 Oncology Nursing Society Annual Congress. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. We asked nurse practitioners Ms. Beth Bayman and Ms. Kenna Miller to present and discuss patients from their practices, and we also solicited the viewpoints of two medical oncology investigators, Dr. Melissa Alcina and Dr. Rafael Fonseca. We also asked the audience to send in cases and questions by text message. And to begin, Ms. Miller presented a 56-year-old man who was diagnosed with multiple myeloma in 2009.
He actually presented with leg pain. It just normal activity, presented with leg pain, got worse and worse. He went to the emergency room and they discovered that he had a pathologic fracture of the right femur. The x-rays also revealed lytic lesions or holes in the bones, which made them suspicious of myeloma. He was a stage B disease, so that tells us that he had renal insufficiency, a creatinine over 2. And this is actually how he presented. He walked in with leg pain and came out with a diagnosis of multiple myeloma.
I'm curious, Beth, you know, what do you say to a patient who's just being diagnosed with multiple myeloma? Of course, it's hard to predict what's going to happen to a patient, but just more globally in terms of treatment, is it curable? Do you get into that kind of discussion with them?
Absolutely, and that's one of the challenges that we as nurses face. One of the things I'd like to emphasize is that multiple myeloma is not curable, but it's highly treatable. The five-year survival has increased dramatically with novel agents, and people that are exposed to these newer drugs, such as lenalidomide, bortezomib, and thalidomide, live longer. So I don't say it's the death sentence it used to be. We've transitioned to a chronic illness.
So, Kenna, what was this man's attitude towards information? Was he out there on the web trying to find out about multiple myeloma, or more just saying, just tell me what I need to do?
He was very overwhelmed by the diagnosis. He did his reading and his surfing on the internet, and it terrified him more. He was very scared when he first came to us at a tertiary center.